back to the Bible, back to the city of God, back to the freedom of heaven. Oh, what a blessed happiness, coming out from confusion, where are a lot of dead stones, towards the light of the morning. Jesus leads his church. Back to the Bible. Back to the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Back to the Bible. That only delights the Savior. Jesus now calls his own. Follow his voice today. Often our fathers longed, when they dwelt in Babel. We now reached Zion, where there is unity. Back to the Bible. Back to the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Back to the Bible, where all separation ceases. Fleeing from Babel to Zion. Oh, what a blessed course. Oh, how long we searched, longing for the light. But now in the evening we found it, just as the Word promises. Back to the Bible. Back to the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Back to the Bible. Following the Lord's call. To the words of the Savior, which we so gladly obey. Nevermore to depart from him, who so gloriously delivers us. Heavenly being on earth. Oh, what a bliss. Back to the Bible. Back to the light of the Word. This shall be our slogan forever. Holy to the Lord forevermore. Wings. over the roaring sea of time, carried on eagle's wings into eternity. Over mountains and valleys, ever higher to heavenly heights, the wings are strong that carry me, the wings on which I stand. And under the same wings, how wonderfully I rest. There is my sanctuary, my firm and secure house. The enemy may circle above me and aim and peer as he will. The wings are strong that cover me, and under the wings I am still. Yes, sheltered under the wings, and kept on the wings. That gives a blessed rest. That gives a happy journey. That gives a sure knowledge in a changing pilgrimage. For under the wings is peace, and on the wings is strength.
Liebe Brüder und Schwestern,
dear brothers and sisters,
zur heutigen besonderen Andacht,
for today's special devotion with Brother Frank, I would like to welcome everyone warmly.
Unsere Herzen,
our hearts are full of gratitude
dass wir uns nach so lange
that
Zeit
we may see each other again after such a long time to have fellowship. To hear his precious and holy word from a commissioned mouth. In particular, I would also like to welcome our beloved brother Frank in our midst. Brother Frank, we wish you God's richest blessings with all our hearts. May the Lord raise and strengthen you anew with his resurrection power and also with his creative power, miracle power, is the prayer of us all. Brother Frank will be 90 years old in just over a year. The faithful Lord has fulfilled his heart's desire that he can once again bear witness to the gospel today. Until the beginning of the corona pandemic, Brother Frank preached his revealed word every Sunday of the month for 50 years here in this place, from this platform where I'm standing now. He preached his revealed word, the word for the end time. Brother Frank, I believe that all these years your sacrificial service has not been in vain. I am convinced that also from Zurich, a great harvest for His glory will be brought in the end. We cannot thank the Lord enough that He has placed our faithful servant, that He called him to proclaim this divine biblical message to all nations worldwide, and that we may also share in it. The Lord's table is still richly spread. We thank the Lord for it. We praise and glorify Him. And we see that His word is being fulfilled before our eyes. And soon we will be able to see what we have believed for many a year. Before we pray, I would like to read a word from the book of Acts 26. Acts 26, I read verse 22. Having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. When I read this word, I thought, this is not only true of Paul, but is also true of our beloved brother Frank. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is just indescribable. We are still reading Psalm 36. Psalm 36 from verse 6 to 11. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. O, continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. So far this precious and holy word of God. We have read here that God's grace does not only extend to tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, but into glory. Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, with all our hearts we thank you that we may live in the last days of the time of grace. We give you heartfelt thanks for all that you have given us in this place over the past 50 years and for all the great things you have done for us. O Lord, how wonderful that your grace also reaches to heaven for us and your faithfulness to the clouds. Thanks be to you that it has become light in the evening time. With you alone is the fountain of life, and in your light we see light. Lord, with your help, we would like to learn even better to seek first the kingdom of God, so that everything else may be granted to us and your good pleasure may rest upon us. Beloved Lord, come into our midst today. Be present and walk through our ranks. Bless also all who have asked for prayer, that the victory of Calvary may be manifest. Work in a mighty way today. We trust in you alone, that in the tabernacles of the righteous there may be singing of your victory. Bless and strengthen the aged bearer of the word in a special way. Infuse him with your resurrection power and anoint his lips when he speaks to us afterwards. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon the whole assembly, and may the Lord give grace that no one leaves this meeting empty-handed. Great God, we want to know today that you are still the same, yesterday, today, and forever. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Baumgartner, please be so kind and read first from James 5, from verse 7, from your Bible. James 5, from verse 7, probably to 10. From verse 7, James 5, from verse 7 to 10. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and has long patience for it, until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Please, dear brothers and sisters, personally receive and accept every word today. Today the Lord speaks directly to each one personally, in the singular, even though we are addressed here in the plural, for we are many. But the word of the Lord goes to everyone and is addressed to everyone personally. Read again the verse about the return of the Lord. Be ready. Be patient, therefore. Brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Beloved brothers and sisters, we all know that we need patience in order to experience the fulfillment of the promises. And we all know that next year, 90 years will have passed since the Lord commissioned Brother Branham to bring the message that foreruns the coming, yes, the return of Christ. Who would have thought that it would be so many more years, that so many more years would pass? Would you, would I have thought of that? But God did not want anyone to be lost who was chosen before the foundation of the world, but that all who belong to it should then also hear the call and become believers. But now I tell you, we are very, very close to the return of Christ. Very close. Please, read what we have written here. I read from Romans 1, verse 1 to 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Yes, have you noticed? Called as an apostle to preach the message of salvation that God has proclaimed in advance through his holy prophets. So, based on the Old Testament, on what God announced through the prophets, Paul preached God's message of salvation. Read on. I read from Mark 1. Mark 1, verse 1 to 3. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Malachi 3:1. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Praise be to our Lord. I have already mentioned how important it is to return to the Word and then experience the promises of the Word in fulfillment. And brothers and sisters, anyone who believes the promise of God for this time, that the Lord was going to send a prophet to restore all things. Whoever believes and receives this from the heart out of conviction will personally experience the promise. Say amen. For all the promises of God are yes and amen in Him. Please read on. Luke 17, verse 26-30. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they build it. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Yes, this scripture, as I have already mentioned, has often been referred to by Brother Branham. And we will read it in a moment, that the Lord God made the promise to Abraham before Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, and that the Lord revealed Himself personally to the elect who were around Abraham. He sat down, ate and drank with Abraham, and that the Lord revealed Himself in our time, that He came to us, ate with us, drank with us, gave His word, so that we can say, truly, the Lord is in our midst, as the same yesterday, today, and forever. Read on. I read from Genesis 15, verses 4 to 6. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, this shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, look now toward heaven, and count the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Yes, we all know, Abraham remained into old age without having a son, without a daughter, and was very sad that the servant from Damascus would one day become his heir. And then the Lord said to him, not he will be an heir, but a bodily offspring will be your heir. And here the Lord already gave the first promise with reference to the birth of Isaac. Please, I read from Romans 4, verse 3. Romans 4, verse 3. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. We also believe God. We don't believe Paul in this case. We don't believe Isaiah. We don't believe Peter. We don't believe John. We don't believe William Branham or Brother Frank. We believe God. We believe what God said, what God promised. And I have preached it all over the world. It is not enough for a man of God to connect the hearers with himself, but that the preaching must be such that the hearers are connected with God himself, that they can personally experience fellowship with God. And thank the Lord for speaking to each one personally. What good is it to you if the promise comes true for others, but not for you? Believe what God has said. You are addressed, personally addressed, and the Lord will fulfill His promise to you personally. Please, I read from Genesis 18, verse 13 and 14. Genesis 18, verse 13 and 14. And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Praise be to the Lord. First, the general promise, and then to the point. About this time of the year, I will come again, and then Sarah will have a son. Sarah was in the tent, but of course listened to what the Lord said and promised to Abraham. And dear brothers and sisters, here I must underline, and I ask that you all do so, as we read together Hebrews 11, verse 11, that it goes to the heart of all of us. Please, Hebrews 11, verse 11. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Just imagine. Now Sarah suddenly said, He who gave me the promise is faithful. Yes, but God spoke to Abraham, not to Sarah. And Sarah said, read the verse. Listen carefully. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. In Genesis 18, Sarah laughed within herself, really laughed. And the Lord says to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh? And then, brothers and sisters, the Lord speaks to Abraham, and yet Sarah feels personally addressed because she is a part of Abraham. The promise God made to Abraham could not be fulfilled without Sarah. And brothers and sisters, without us, all the promises cannot be fulfilled. Only with us and through us, God has spoken to us. He did not speak past us. When He spoke to Abraham, He spoke to me. He gave me the same promises, no matter to whom the Lord spoke here. He spoke to you and to me at the same time. And we are partakers of what God has promised. Let us read on. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. Let us understand today, all of us who are here and who may hear later, what it means to have heard God's holy, revealed word at this time, to believe and to have part in what God is presently doing. I think today there's only one person left in our midst who heard and experienced Brother Branham in 1955, and this is probably our Sister Brunner. Sister Brunner, are you here? Please stand up. Is she standing up? Yes. God bless you. But all of us and all who are here, who have not heard Brother Branham personally, they also have not heard the Lord personally, they have not heard Paul personally, but they have heard God's word, that God has spoken through His servants. And we can say to that, millions have heard Brother Branham, but how many have heard God? Who have understood that Bible prophecy finds its fulfillment and that the Lord has sent His servant and prophet according to the promise to restore all things in the church? And how we now already have the transition to the New Testament. Again, fulfillment of scriptures, namely in Acts chapter 1, fulfillment of the scripture. Chapter 2, fulfillment of the scripture. Chapter 3, fulfillment. Read on. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Let us all say amen to this. Without us, God cannot fulfill a single promise He has made for this time period. Will you all please underline in your Bible the word us in 2 Corinthians in chapter 1? Please underline it. You can underline all three verses. Please read them again. And now may God really speak to you personally, not to anyone else, but to you and to me. Read. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him Amen, unto the glory of God by us. Unto the glory of God by us. We are children of promise, and we believe every promise, and we will see them fulfilled. After all, we believe in the return of Jesus Christ. It is a promise. I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. We are children of promise. We believe every word of promise, and through us and with us, all these promises are fulfilled. There is no consummation without us. There is no rapture without us. With us, O God. There is the calling out, the preparation, all with us and through us. Read on. I read from Hebrews 6, verse 17 and 18. Hebrews 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath,
als Bürge mit einem Eid eingetreten, damit wir durch zwei
that by two immutable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Thanks be to the Lord. He has not only given the promises, he has given an oath that nothing can be changed, immutable, what God has decreed in his plan of salvation. And we may joyfully give thanks to our Lord that we can personally witness and have part in this last, the most important part in human history, the most important part in the divine history of salvation. And how often did Brother Branham use the phrase, people thank God for what he has done and for what he is yet to do, and pass by what he is presently doing. It is not so with us, but in Luke 19 it is written that the Lord went up to the Mount of Olives, looked over Jerusalem, and wept bitterly, saying, oh, if thou hadst known at this thy time, the hour of thy divine visitation. But now it is hidden from thine eyes. To whom has it been hidden? To all who rejected the ministry of John the Baptist. They then rejected the ministry of the Lord. To them it has remained hidden, but to those who heard the word that John the Baptist preached, they repented, they confessed their sins, And here it is even written that they were baptized for the forgiveness of sins, already in view to the forgiveness that would take place. And we thank our Lord for the blood of the new covenant, for the promises that he made. We thank God for the adoption of sons. We thank God for the grace that he has given us. And we may truly testify to it. By grace, we believe the word promised for this time. And just as John the Baptist was able to testify to his ministry when he was asked in John 1, "Are you Christ?" He said, "No." "Are you the prophet?" "No, I'm not." "Are you Elijah?" "No." But then comes verse 23. "For those who were sent spoke to him and said, 'We must give an answer to those who sent us. Who are you?' And then he gave the answer, 'I am the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight a path for our God.'" Just as John knew which scripture applied to him, so Paul knew which scripture applied to him, so Brother Branham knew which scripture applied to him. And brothers and sisters, I have already told you a few times about the experience in Edmonton, and with this we come to a close. The time has moved on, but in 1976, when the message had already reached the ends of the earth, and the word of the Lord was really being carried from country to country. I had the meetings in Edmonton, Canada. And then Donnie Bablitz came from Whitehorse, Ontario. On that Saturday morning, about 10 o'clock, and said, "I want to see Brother Frank." We had never met before. And then he talked about Brother Branham's ministry. And suddenly he said, "Brother Frank, now I come to my question. Brother Branham's ministry is in the Bible. How about you? Is your ministry also in the Bible?" And I snapped at him. I got loud. And I said, "Shut up. Don't talk like that." I actually ran over his mouth and told him that he shouldn't ask or say such things. That was Saturday. And Sunday morning, you have no idea. Again, a supernatural experience that you just find so powerful and can never forget. Also there, I was fully dressed. I got up, reached over, and wanted to take my Bible. And just as I took the Bible, the sun was already shining into the room. The mighty voice of the Lord came. The Lord was standing at the window on the right and said with a loud voice, "Not 10 feet away from me, my servant, I have ordained you," according to Matthew 24, verses 45-47, to give out the food in due season. That is as true as this Bible is true. I slumped again, but am thankful to God. So the Lord has provided for both. First, that I would go from city to city, preaching His word. And secondly, that I would pass on to the household the food that was stored up. For so did Brother Branham emphasize, as it is written in Amos, the Lord will send a hunger to hear His words. And God has sent a hunger to hear His words. And the word, or the words of the Lord, have been revealed to Brother Branham. And the Lord has given grace that I have all 1,100 sermons of Brother Branham stored up with me, such as no man has on earth. When the brothers from Canada and the USA visited Krefeld in 1976 and saw the whole exhibition of Brother Branham's sermons, they shook their heads and said, "How was this possible? You are in Germany and you have all the sermons of Brother Branham." But Brother Branham literally told me, "The food is in the sermons recorded on tape, and I should store them up, and I have stored them up." And I listened carefully to every sermon, and many of the most important sermons, especially from the 60s, I have translated and made them available to everyone. So, let's close this special meeting, and I wish there was a chorus. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, the day that the Lord has made to welcome all of you, beloved brothers and sisters, whether here in Switzerland, whether in Austria, whether in all the neighboring countries, whether throughout Europe or throughout the world. The scriptures are fulfilled before our eyes. We could look at Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, and target and talk about the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. We could look to Jerusalem. We could talk about it. But this day is dedicated to the Lord. And as surely as the Lord made me experience the rapture, and you all know when that happened, in February 1981, you all know, I had malaria tropica, and I was given up by the doctors. On Monday, a doctor and an assistant doctor and two nurses came. On Tuesday, a whole team of doctors and Professor so-and-so came, and they all said, "Unfortunately, nothing can be done. The red blood exists only in a few percent. Your life is coming to an end. We have to tell you unfortunately. And what happened? Then Wednesday came, and I waited. And on Thursday, two nurses came and pushed me into the death room, the dying room, one curtain here and one curtain here. And I was pushed into the death room, given up to malaria tropica, because the red blood cells were destroyed and my life was coming to an end. But I was so composed, nothing bothered me at all. I was so intimately joined with the Lord, and I wanted, on that, it was already Friday, probably already Friday, I wanted to say, Lord, how do I stand before you? And there, in that dying room, in that little room, I spoke the words as far as I could still speak, and said, Beloved Lord, how do I stand before you? And the next moment, I was taken out of the body into glory and saw the countless multitude. All were young, and as far as one could see, all I could overlook. In the hereafter, there are no distances. There you see the end as well as the beginning. You just see everything very clearly, whether it's 10 meters from you or 100 meters. You see everything exactly like that. And I tell you, what I experienced there, the joy, when the brothers and sisters, as if they were waiting for me, and then the moment had come, when they all turned around, that is, from looking at me to the right, and behold, there was the glory of God coming down, and we were actually caught up, and we saw the new Jerusalem coming down, and we were caught up to the new Jerusalem. That was in February 1981. The Lord is coming. He is coming in our time, and we will be there. You who believe God's word will be there. Please do not give room to the devil. Believe with all your heart, and the Lord will complete His work in all of us, regardless of the difficulties. We all go through problems. We go through hardships, whether we are old or young, man or woman, whether it's in marriage, whether it's in the family, wherever it is. We all go through hardships. But please carry in your heart the word of promise. Carry it as alive, and remember Sarah, who just listened to what the Lord said and felt personally addressed, and we have all been addressed personally, because only through us, as His body, as His church, can the Lord make the consummation. And we thank Him for sending His prophets and for the fact that the Lord does not have to weep over us, but that He has joy in us because we have become believers, biblical believers, and have been baptized biblically in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Biblically believing in the complete redemption after spirit, soul, and body, that the Lord has forgiven the guilt, healed the diseases, and loosed from all bondage. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us rise. Dear Heavenly Father, with all our hearts, we thank you for your mighty speaking this afternoon. Lord, I thank you for your precious, holy word that we may have. For all your promises that are yes and amen, and we may be children of promise. Lord, we praise and glorify you for the mighty work of redemption on Calvary that was done for us. Lord, we thank you that our names have been written into the Lamb's Book of Life, slain from the foundation of the world. What a grace, what a privilege has been given to us, Lord, that we have been allowed to hear this divine end time message, to receive it, to place it all rightly. Lord, we praise you for such grace. We thank you for the prophetic ministry of Brother Branham. We thank you for the special ministry of Brother Frank. Lord, we praise and extol you. Brother Branham has done his ministry. Brother Frank has done his ministry. Lord, we wait upon you. We know that you are going to put now the capstone upon the pyramid. You will complete the work of redemption yourself, and for that we thank you with all our heart, and we praise you. We also thank you that you bless the entire blood-bought multitude worldwide, Lord. Bless also all the ministering brethren. Give grace that they may continue in the truth of your word. We praise you, Lord. Bless today in our midst, young and old, great and small, all together, Lord. We thank you with all our hearts. We also bring you the youth meeting at the beginning of August. Lord, we place everything else in your hands and trust you to bring everything to pass gloriously. Continue to be with us, Lord. Cover us with your precious holy blood. Flow especially through our beloved brother Frank, who stands beside me, Lord, and raise him up by your right healing hand. Lord, we praise you and give you alone the glory. In Jesus' holy name. Amen. The way may be unknown, yet I do not go alone, for the Lord does not forsake me when I follow him. Whatever may come, he remains with me day by day, and I know my Savior is with me. He is always with me. He is always with me. In sunshine and rain, my Jesus is always with me. When the storms roar and dark clouds and the waves are around me in the dark night, then he holds me by his hand and banishes all fear, and I'm safe in his love. He is always with me. He is always with me. In sunshine and rain, my Jesus is always with me. when the cares of this world beset me thick as mist, when all the power of hell surrounds my soul, then I hear the voice of the Lord. Be of good cheer, I am not far away. Behold how I love you. He is always with me. He is always with me. In sunshine and rain, my Jesus is always with me.